Thank you for choosing our Stop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling. I just got a couple of things in the mail asking me to call and do like a checkup or something.
I can definitely take a look into the information for you. Are you currently signed up for service?
No, I already have service.
Oh, okay. What's the last name?
Brown?
Brown.
Yes.
What's the first name?
Orion.
Thank you. What's your service address?
217 Down Street in Kingston.
Thank you very much. What's the email address we have on file?
I think it might be OrionB1792 at Gmail.
That's the one. Thank you very much for that. So what kind of questions do you have for me?
I was just wondering about the internet speed. When I went to go do like my game download, when I first did a download, it seemed faster than my old internet, but it didn't seem like it was going as fast as it was advertised. And I'm not sure if that's because of the Xbox server or if it's like one of the Archtop thing.
So I am seeing that you are actually having full utilization of your service. You are provisioned for 1.1 gigabits or 1,000 or 1.1 gigabits, or which is about which is 1,000 megabytes upload and download speed. So nothing is wrong there. Let me take a look in our backend system real quick. There we are. Let me just do a quick speed test, see if everything is going good on our end. So please bear with me.
No problem. Yeah.
I'm just verifying that service at your modem and router is as expected. So far, it does look like you have a very consistent connection of roughly 1,027.26 megabytes down and 1,054.13 megabytes up. So it very may well be a limitation put in place by Xbox itself. So I'm just verifying that information real quick, seeing if it's n any, it doesn't look like anything's on our end. So yeah, it looks like we are right around that same marker, fluctuating literally fractions of a megabyte. It looks like 1 megabyte less down upload and less than a like looks like 0.14 megabytes down. So this does very well may be a Microsoft limitation.
Okay, gotcha. And my partner was having issues with the with like the Wi-Fi being able to connect like a little bit further away. I guess on the old internet, she was able to, she had no problem being outside and connecting to it. I'm not
Okay.
totally.
Yeah, that can be a small issue. Typically, based off of interference with walls and everything, our routers they do provide really good coverage, but if it's going to it through an exterior wall, they do suffer a slight limitation. Sadly, it's just how they're built. So it could be very well be that issue. Trust me, I know it's like everyone's going through. Where I live, I'm going through a brick wall when I'm going outside, so coverage isn't always the best.
Is there anything to combat that? Like anything I can get to boost my
So
signal a little bit?
we can provide you with an addition. How can I ask about how large is your home?
It's not too big. We're in the downstairs apartment, so I don't know how many square, but it's like a medium-sized place, like
Okay.
two bedroom.
Okay, so you're probably just slightly right around or slightly under 1,000 square feet. So
Yeah,
yeah,
something.
for that size of home, usually like one extender, like we can offer an additional extender that doesn't cost you a penny. It's actually included in your cost. But for a home that size, typically it's not usually something that's really going to be necessary. It could just be a slight limitation. One of the things you could try doing if you wanted to do so on your end is just so you have that little bit of outside, connectivity for going out your door, you want to just make sure that your service is fully connected. You can actually, if you wanted to, while we can provide you with a Wi-Fi extender, it's going to be similar to the one you guys have in your main room. So it's going to be that big, kind of that big like Wi-Fi router itself. If you wanted to get something that's a little bit more smaller form factor, my recommendation would be to purchase a mini Wi-Fi extender that literally will just connect via Wi-Fi to your main router, and it plugs right into the wall. You can usually find ones that are like TP-Links. It's still within like the Cyber Monday, so you might be able to find one really, really cheap on like Amazon.
Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah, I would suggest looking up a TP, look up either a Netgear or a TP-Link Wi-Fi extender. And I can give you a rec. Netgear and TP-Links are the ones that I honestly personally would recommend. This is based off of my experience in the ungodly amount of time I've had to spend online. So yeah, it would be known as a Wi-Fi extender signal booster. Yeah, you can find a TP-Link AC1200 Wi-Fi extender. They are currently on sale for Cyber Monday for only $23.
Oh, okay, sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, and that would be a really good one. If you wanted one that was like a little bit more high bandwidth, they do start going up from there. That's going to be a baseline model that'll get you a little bit better signal, especially if it's like plugged in like right underneath the window that's facing the outside wall.
Right, right. Okay,
so,
perfect. I think a little boost would be just be good.
Yeah, and as I stated, I would honestly go with either a Netgear or a TP-Link, because the other ones are going to be like they may seem like they're cheaper. They're not always going to be the best options. So those two brands are recognized by, you know, major corporations. They're used by everywhere. It's like if you go into like a Walmart, usually what you're connecting to is usually a TP-Link extender that's running throughout their building.
All right, cool.
So it's kind of a commercialized standard product. So it's a recognized brand. So
yeah.
and the other nice thing about it is you'll then own that. So if you do decide at a later date you don't want to have continuous service with us, it's not something you have to return.
Right, that's true. Gotcha.
So, but yeah, in regards to your Xbox, I do see that you are hardlined. You have a hardline connection to the router right now for that Xbox.
That's
so
crazy.
That,
you can see that.
Oh yeah. I can also tell you have a Nest camera. You have two laptops and iPad Air. You have two Nest cameras. You have an Owlet camera and two devices that have yet to be provisioned with their names. So we can see a lot on our end.
Yeah.
But yeah, for in terms of download speeds, honestly, from everything that's going on, it does sound like it's going faster than what you previously had. So while you are utilizing that network better, you're limited by what Xbox is allowing it its throughput to be.
Okay. That's what I thought. Right.
So yeah, that's going to be the only issue you're going to incur. So.
Okay, cool. Well, sweet. Thank you for your help, man.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that was it. That was the only issue I think we were.
Alrighty. Oh, no worries. Well, thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.